You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Alice.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story that you're about to hear, told by Sarah Bars, comes from our June 2014 show, Internet Explorer Stories from Cyberspace, at Agape in San Francisco.
Enjoy.
Awesome. Okay, coming up next, we have our very own Sarah Bars. Sarah Bars is one of the Spokespeople co-founders. Don't get her started rambling on about urban planning. She lives in San Francisco, recently returned from studying bike sharing as a Fulbright Fellow in Paris, and is currently pursuing a Master of City Planning degree at UC Berkeley. Please welcome Sarah Bars.
I've been waiting to tell this story at Spokespeople since before Spokespeople existed. About 2.5 years ago, I found myself in a dilemma. I had just been stood up by a friend to go to see our other mutual friend, Lopa, sing in a jam band at El Rio. She still does. It's called Los Trainwreck. Second Tuesday of every month. Fantastic. I highly recommend it. And I lived at the time a whole 2 blocks, like a block and a half away from this bar. And I couldn't turn, I had just seen Lopa at work. I couldn't like fake illness. You know, I had to go even if I had been stood up. And so I had texted this guy that I had met on OkCupid to see if he wanted to come with me, and he said no. And then I finally guilted my friend to come with me, but he had already had plans for that evening to see the first 8 minutes of The Dark Knight Rises at the Metreon. So he only stayed... Yeah, that happened. So he would only stay with me up until about 8:30 or so. And I find myself at El Rio shortly before 9. My friend has not gone on yet. I've already had 2 drinks. I've already gone to the bathroom the amount of times that one can go before being asked if you have a problem. And I'm like, have to choose. I can either get myself a drink and find a way to entertain myself until my friend goes on around 10, or I can leave. And not wanting to be the kind of friend who bails, I get myself a third drink. And I walk to the back where the musicians are, and end up striking up this conversation with this guy who plays in the band. And we're talking about bikes, and we both really like bikes, and he almost got a BUI, and that was kind of silly. And then we're talking about taxes, and that's interesting, because he has opinions about taxes, and I have lots of opinions about taxes. And then he's telling me about Canadian history, and then he's speaking in French, which to me, as a Francophile, you all heard my bio, I lived in France for a while, I was like, woohoo, oh la la, je parle français aussi. And so that happened, and then by about 15 minutes into it, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. I have such a crush on this guy. Oh my gosh, he's so cute. This is so fun. And the conversation proceeds like that. And this is all very good because I am newly single and I am on OkCupid and I am dating like 3 people and I have just met this great guy in real life. Oh my goodness. And so finally, the evening ends. We exchange phone numbers. I, at the time, had taken to carrying business cards that on the back had my number written in it for certain people and just regular business cards for others. And so I had given him one of those. So he had all my pertinent data, and I only had 2 pieces of information about him. And that was, his name was Ian, and he lived in Redwood City. And because I'm a clever girl, I had figured out all these other things from our conversation, like he was from Montreal and he played the piano, et cetera. And so I skipped the block and a half home back to my apartment. And now I was, you know, at this point, this is a Tuesday night. I mentioned this is a Tuesday night, right? I was like 5 drinks in and I was like, I am having an amazing night. I just met an amazing guy. I need to make sure he's single for real. And where do you go to do that? OkCupid. So I pull up OkCupid and I'm thinking, how do I find him? Now, side note here, I got my first job out of college because I was a prosumer of the internet. I followed that up by working in internet media for a while, and then became the online communications manager of a nonprofit here in the Bay Area. So I was pretty good at keyword searches, and if there was going to be a keyword search, I was going to get to it. And so in less than 30 seconds, I had found Ian of Redwood City on OkCupid, screen name, music coder, and in a drunken state, I was like winking at him or sending him message or doing whatever you do on OkCupid that's absolutely ridiculous. And then I like put myself to bed thinking, that is the greatest thing ever. He's gonna think I'm so cute. I do not hear from him for 5 days. I totally freak out. I was like, that was a great conversation. Oh my God, I thought we totally clicked. What's going on? My friends are like, let it go. And I'm like, he's so cute, let it go. I get a text message from him just shy of a week later, being like, hey Sarah, it's Ian. We met at El Rio last week. How are you? And I was like, ah! And I literally ran back and forth in my hallway in my apartment. I wasn't sure what to do about it. And I was like holding my phone when it happened. And I was like, I can't respond right away. I just have to run back and forth. And then I finally come to, and I'm like, all right, now it's the time. And I was like, hey, Ian, it's Sarah. And then he was like, what are you up to? And I was like, actually, I'm flying back to Massachusetts for 2 weeks and a day, which was true, because this was December of 2011, so it was right before Christmas. And so I was like, ah, crap. So he's like, okay, we'll make plans when you get back. And so now I'm like rejuvenated, you know, I'm in love again. I'm smitten. He likes me, or at least he likes me enough to text me. So things are looking good. And so I get on my plane, I go back to Massachusetts, and all I can think about was how cute this guy was. And now at the same time, mind you, I'm like dating other people, and I'm trying to like, you know, message people on OkCupid or respond to people, and all I can think about was how cute he is. And so then the internet part of me starts to take over, and I'm like, well, I bet I can find his last name. And you can. If you know that his first name is Ian and he lives in Redwood City and he works in computer science, you think, not only can you find his profession, last name, what his father does, and his family's name, and that he was in a relationship with another person for quite a while before, you can find it basically where he lives. And I knew all of that. Thank you, LinkedIn and Facebook and Google Plus and everything. I had spent like hours doing this, and I felt so proud of myself. I did not text him. I did not do anything, but I was like, I know. I've got all of the information about my object of affection. And then I go to see my friend in Boston for New Year's, and I'm relating this to her, and she's like, Sarah, they can see when you look at their profile on LinkedIn. And I'm like, no. And she's like, yes. And she's not very good at the internet, so I don't believe her. And she's like, no, I know that. Let's look on my LinkedIn. And sure enough, you could see, and she works at Harvard Business School, so people like look at her, and you could see, like, you know, random Indian guy and other like white chick and everything, like looking, like you can see their pictures of them. And I'm like, oh dear God, oh no. Oh my God. This is the worst thing to ever happen. Oh my God. I love him. He's so cute. Oh no. And so I promptly, like, it's like deflate. It was deflating. This is New Year's Eve of 2012. And I was like, I need to make out with all these people to get over this. And I got exceptionally drunk and kissed far too many not that cute people. And then the next day I was like, my life is over. And I get on an airplane and I fly back. And I'm like, I can't ever call him. He's going to think I'm a crazy stalker. Like, I can't do it. And then at work, like 3 days later, I get another text. Hey, Sarah, Ian here. How are you? I'm like, I can't, you know, same story. I can't like respond. I have to look at the computer and focus on work, but I can't because this really cute boy has texted me and oh my God, I can't do it. And so I'm like, hey, how are you? And we ended up setting up a date, but it was after a date I had with another guy, in which I had engaged in the same behavior when I was trying to take my mind off of Ian. And this fellow turns to me and goes, you looked me up on LinkedIn, didn't you? And I go, maybe? And he goes, it's okay, I found you on Twitter before we ever went on a date. And I was like, okay, maybe there is some justice in the world. Fast forward, I am now going to marry Ian. Everything worked out pretty well. He did not bring this up until months into our relationship, in which he goes, how did you find me on OkCupid? And I go, really? And he goes, how did you do that? And I was like, that was like so easy. Redwood City, music, computer science, keyword search, boom, boom, boom. You were like, there were two of you, you know? I was like, no question. And he was like, that was kind of weird. And I was like, I don't think that's that weird. And he's like, that was a little weird. I almost didn't text you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so glad you texted me. So the moral of the story is, only crazy internet stalk people you're gonna marry.
If you liked this story or would like to tell your own story, come to our next show. Go on our website, spokespeople.org, for more information. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. Podcast audio production by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcast coordination by Sarah Bars. This event was hosted by Gene Goldstein Plesser.
What up?
Event coordination by Rebecca Stevater. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks for listening.